Scientists have spotted an unusual underwater mountain off the coast of California. The discovery was made with the help of an autonomous sailboat that was mapping the ocean floor. Now, unlike traditional mountains with sloped sides leading to a peak, this seamount has a circular top and nearly vertical sides, and some scientists say it looks like a bundt cake. Let's bring in Aurora Elmore of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to get to the bottom of this, pardon the pun. Welcome.
Thank you, Celeste.
So this seamount is about 2 miles below the surface. I understand it rises 3,300 feet off the ocean floor. Why is this unique?
This particular seamount is unique because it is in an area where we previously thought there weren't any seamounts. There are about 63 seamounts off the coast of California that are known today, and this new seamount fills a gap where we didn't think there were any new features to be found.
So, as I mentioned, some scientists are saying it looks like a bundt cake to them. Would you agree with that?
I've heard it called that. I've heard it called a variety of things. What's really unique about this seamount is that it's so steep. Typically, most seamounts look more like a Mount Fuji, kind of a cone shape. And so this one is very steep, and it does have a dip in the middle that's about 1,200 feet deep. So it does have quite a big depression or crater at its summit. So it's not dissimilar to a bundt cake.
So first of all, do you have any idea why it looks like this?
We don't yet. So far, this was a mapping project where all we know is the shape. In order to really determine how it was formed, it was probably volcanic, but we won't know for sure until we're able to go back and collect samples, look at the type of rock that it forms from, and understand more and characterize the environment as well as the structures that make up this particular seamount.
And the depression in the middle that's like 1,200 foot deep, I guess that's a crater. Does that mean that this was once a volcano?
Probably. It's likely that this was formed from volcanic activity. But again, we won't know for sure until we go back and take samples. A lot of science and exploration is sequential. We can get a preliminary understanding of what's at the bottom of the ocean using satellites. But in order to get any detailed information, we have to do mapping like we undertook on this expedition. And to get a really good idea of what's down there, we have to go with underwater vehicles. These deep sea robots go down and they can collect samples as well as get video and photo evidence to help scientists reconstruct what exactly is down there.
So this autonomous sailboat that maps the ocean floor, tell us a little bit more about this. Was it routine? Is this kind of mapping going on all the time?
Yes, there is mapping going on all the time. A lot of the U.S. federal agencies, as well as private partners, are working to map the bottom of the seafloor because even though the ocean covers 70% of Earth's surface, at the moment, less than 24% of that is mapped using modern technology. The U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ, is all of the waters that the U.S. is responsible for protecting and understanding. And that reaches from any piece of U.S. claimed land out 200 nautical miles in every direction. So the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone is actually larger underwater than all of the land we have in the 50 states combined. And so far, we're about 50% mapped out of our entire U.S. EEZ. Off the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington, that Pacific portion of our contiguous United States EEZ, we have about 19% left to continue mapping. So this is a massive undertaking from not just NOAA, but also the U.S. Geologic Survey. A lot of federal agencies and private partners are working to conduct this mapping so that we understand, you know, what's out there. We know less about our ocean than we do about the surface of the moon.
And seamounts are not particularly rare. I mean, when I looked at a bunch of underwater images, and it very much looks like a mountainous region down there. What makes this discovery important?
In particular, the excitement of this discovery is that it is in an area where we weren't expecting to find it, and also the unique shape. I'm sure a lot of the seamounts that you look at, they can come in chains. You know, the the bathymetry or the shape of the bottom of the ocean often looks a lot like topography or the shape of features on land. So a lot of seamounts look like they could be mountain chains or individual mountains like we're all used to seeing above the water. So this one being so steep and really prominent above a relatively flat bottom around the seamount makes it really unique.
Okay. It's an early discovery, so I understand this seamount does not have a name yet. I assume you could just go with Mount Bunt, but do you have any names in mind?
I don't have any names in mind. There's actually a formal process for naming a seamount, and we haven't even started that yet. So I can't say what it will wind up being called at this point, but I'll be happy to let people know when we can name it.
If you open up to the public, you're going to end up with something like Mountie McMountface. But Aurora Elmore is the Cooperative Institute Manager for NOAA's Office of Ocean Exploration. Thanks so much, Aurora.
Thank you.